Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Ankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the show's final hour by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross to talk about things past, present, and future as it relates both to the career of Mark Glenn as well as to the future of the American Republic. Mark, how are you, sir?
Marcus?
How you doing?
Fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's going on?
I'm just sitting here in cold, dark, rainy North Idaho. Honored to be on my good friend's show for, the final hour of your stint for this year.
Yes, the final hour of my stint for this year, although Mike Piper sent me a message indicating that from time to time Michael Collins Piper plans on using me in the same format as Mark Glenn on occasions when Mike needs a guest or when he needs to have a little bit of a break from his own show. That might mean that you and I could be diving in together on his broadcast.
God help us all.
Yes, that's right. So while Michael's vacationing in the Bahamas, you and I will be from time to time, doing his show.
Well, that sounds good to me, Mark.
Yes. Well, Mark, I've been spending the last hour going through some of the incredible laundry list of names that I have met in the last year on this show, talking about some of the authors, some of the political commentators, some of the best people, I think, in the Islamic community, the Protestant evangelical community, and the traditional Catholic community who've been guests on this show, in some respects fighting some of the same battles with some of the same people. One very special group of people that I also wanted to make sure receives special mention on this show are the survivors of the USS Liberty tragedy in June of 1967, and I can think of no one better to ask to comment on that than you because of the work that you've done on this for the American Free Press.
Well, yes, as you know, Mark, I've made telling the Liberty story now one of the main entrees in the work that I do, and I feel not only out of respect for those who were on that ship that day, whether they lived through it or not, but really for the entire nation, because on that day, America was attacked. This was an act of war against us. And, we're constantly being lectured and scolded by our adversaries in the Zionist community that we're supposed to never forget. And so I have merely taken a page from their playbook and have applied it to our own situation in saying that we should never forget what took place on June 8, 1967, when the State of Israel premeditatively and deliberately attacked our ship and killed 34 of our boys.
Well, that's exactly right, and I don't know what's more appalling, the notion that our quote-unquote ally, the Zionist State of Israel, deliberately perpetrated that attack, which all of the available evidence forces me to conclude was and is the case. For those who want to see the evidence on this, both your articles, Mark, as well as the things on the Liberty website come to mind to immediately corroborate what I've said this morning. The other thing that's absolutely appalling to me is the after-the-fact cover-up of this event that's been going on in the highest echelons of the United States government for the last 40 years.
Absolutely. And, there is a very important lesson that we should learn from this, which is that if it could happen 40 years ago, when our nation wasn't nearly as corrupt politically as it is now, then you can imagine what these same people would be willing to do today, and indeed have ever since 9/11.
And what they might in fact be in the process of planning.
That's exactly
we'll be back
right.
With Mark Glenn. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. We're talking about a series of things related to the last year as well as to the future. Many of you know that this will be, at least for a time, my last appearance on the radio. I will be, on occasion, like Mark Glenn, with Michael Collins Piper on his broadcast. To the extent that Michael may need me in the next year, he has invited me to be a part of that. But I'm taking something of a sabbatical for a couple of reasons. One, as some of you know, my wife has had very serious major surgery as of October the 30th, trying to begin the process of correcting some very serious health issues that have impacted her life in the last 13 years. It's going to be a very long recovery time. I would solicit all of your prayers on this. The other thing, of course, is that I want to devote some renewed time to my ministry in San Antonio with Emmanuel Lutheran Church, the website for which you can find at www.ilcsa.org, ilcsa.org, Emmanuel Lutheran Church of San Antonio. That is not in worldly terms a prestigious ministry, but there's a very fine group of people who gather down there Sunday after Sunday, and they are committed to the old traditional version of the Lutheran gospel and Lutheran worship. For those of you looking for that sort of thing in the greater San Antonio area, we would invite you to be a part of it. I'm also going to be involved during the sabbatical time in working on finishing up a thesis that's been held in abeyance for some postgraduate study at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. The other thing, and this is where Mark Glenn comes in, in the wake of the No More Wars for Israel conference out in Southern California, have found myself needing to reflect on the meaning of what I saw there. I'm sure Mark has been going through the same thing at an even deeper level, and trying to figure out where our movement goes from here in this regard. And in this regard, behind the scenes, I'm going to be working very closely with Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper on a project that maybe in coming months, maybe in a year or so, you'll hear more about as it relates potentially to the revitalization of our movement and with some renewed focused priorities on what we are supposed to be doing in regard to our fight against both the Zionist heresy as well as the movement toward a new world order. Now, Mark, in regard to this No More Wars for Israel conference, in regard to what we can say or would say over the air, what do you think is one who is just in the refiner's fire prior to and during that conference and in the immediate aftermath of it, what would you say are some of the insights that you're coming to grips with after that whole experience in Orange County?
Well, excuse me, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, one of the things that I walked away from this understanding better is that there are far too many people in this movement who really don't understand the seriousness of the times in which we find ourselves. I had to deal with a few individuals there who wanted to take the conference in a different direction than what was the stated goal, which was to talk about the wars for Israel. And, back and forth for a couple of weeks before, and then, of course, during the conference itself, what I wound up finding out is that we have people here who really don't understand the bigger picture of what is going on. They have one or two small items that are important in their own right, for sure, but when compared to the sum of the whole thing, they really do take a smaller place in terms of importance. And so this is one of the things, unfortunately, that comes with living in a country where we still have something of a normal life relative to people who live in other places around the world. You know, for example, you know, we have people who are screaming about, how horrible it is to be a white person in America these days. And I certainly can sympathize to a certain degree with that. The white people in this country, whether we're talking about affirmative action or quotas or the problem of illegal immigration in this country, they certainly have grievances, but at the same time, we have to keep these things in perspective. You know, I'm sorry, but I cannot jump on the bandwagon with some of these people who have made screaming about how horrible it is to be white in America these days when I see pictures on the Internet every day of men, women, and children in the Middle East who are being blown to bits, you see. So I think that this is just part and parcel of what comes with living in a country, basically, where bombs are not falling on our homes. And I think that if and when the time does come that our country is plunged into crises such as these, it's going to cause these people to better focus their attention on what has to be done and to not allow themselves to be dragged off into ancillary issues that really just, in the end, work in the benefit of our opposition by distracting us and weakening our resolve.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And I go back to some things in a different venue that I was talking about prior to the 2004 presidential elections when Michael Perutka, then the nominee of the Constitution Party to be president, invited me to come and address the Maryland State Constitution Party convention that year. So I drove down to the Baltimore area from Philadelphia to address this gathering. And what I had to say is a part of a series of remarks that were posted in an article entitled The Trinity Strategy that's still available online. You can see the complete transcript of what I said to the Constitution Party back in those days. That's, 3 years ago now. And I find myself coming back to these same principles when it comes to the aftermath of this No More Wars for Israel conference. You know, one has to prioritize the issues, number one. It seems to me that in any political and cultural context, you know, we all have at least a dozen things that we believe in. There may be one or two or three that have to take paramount place because of the signs of the times in which we live. The other issue that I think you've touched on is you've got to be able to build a broad-based coalition around those issues. And it seems to me that one of the real weaknesses in the American freedom movement, the American populist movement, has been the tendency to fragment into personalities and side issues and not to do a good job at all of building a broader, wider coalition. The thing that I come back to, I not only think that this Zionist issue and the issue of a third world war for Zionism is the central political issue of our time and whether we're pro or con on that subject, but for those of us who oppose the Zionist state and who oppose the New World Order and oppose the idea of fighting a third world war on behalf of this nonsense, if that's the core issue of our time, then it seems to me that when we start building a conference and building a movement around that theme, we've got to do so in a fashion that builds bridges to a very wide, large, far larger political coalition than we've ever worked with before that agrees with us on that issue. And to me, when I look at the incredible amount of left-right coalescence that's out there informally on this whole question of Zionism and fighting a third world war on behalf of Zionism, that this seems to be the kind of successful coalitional building that we need to be aiming for. And I think that some of the folks that were involved in that conference last month in Southern California have not really understood that.
No, and again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I do think what it all boils down to is the fact that they have three or more square meals a day. Nobody is dropping bombs on their homes. Nobody's shooting their women and children. They're not being rounded up and thrown into prison en masse the way that some of these other people, particularly in the Middle East, are. And so, you know, there is this this silliness and this pettiness that accompanies leading an easy life, and I think that we're certainly no exception to this here in the United States. I can guarantee you that if these people, some of these people, if they lived in other parts of the world, or even if they just spent an adequate amount of time every day reading and researching what's taking place in some of these other places, they wouldn't necessarily engage in some of these petty arguments. And I'm not saying that these things that they hold near and dear to their hearts are not important. They certainly are. But it's a bit like worrying about having a leak in the roof when the house is on fire. You see, you have people who wanna jump up on the roof and take care of patching that leak when the house is going up in flames. And so it all boils down to, I guess, a matter of prioritizing things. And as you said, Mark, right now what's necessary is that we all get together and grab a bucket and start throwing water on this fire. People from all over the neighborhood, who whatever orientation they may be. You know, personally, I find myself drawn towards working with the people in the Muslim community because these people do understand firsthand the organic aspects of this problem that we're facing, and they don't as easily as some of the people in our movement, they don't descend into some of these foolish, petty arguments. And so I believe that that is where the coalition lies, is working with the Muslims.
Yes, I want to explore that idea a little bit with you, Mark, when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Special thanks are in order from me for a couple of folks as a result of some things that have transpired recently. I'd like to thank again the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment for helping me and some of the other folks that were involved in the No More Wars for Israel conference. James Tucker, of course, is the chairman of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. You will recognize him as well as the editor of the American Free Press. The Foundation to Defend the First Amendment says that every year, liberals, Zionists, and other globalists and internationalists write off donations to their favorite causes on their income tax returns. Now it's your turn to do the same thing. Those of you who would like to participate in supporting the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment in Washington, D.C., can do so by calling them at 202-547-5585. That's 202-547-5585. I'd also like to thank a very wonderful person in Columbus, Ohio, Gene Conte. I first got to know Gene through the cover story that she had for Michael Jones Culture Wars in the July-August 2007 edition. She has a front page post entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. It's a must read, by the way. That's the July-August 2007 Culture Wars. Jean Conti is a photojournalist from Columbus, Ohio, who is also a very devout Roman Catholic, and she found out about my wife's medical situation and sent me her latest book. It's entitled The Wonder of Christmas, and it is published by Thomas More Publishers of Allen, Texas. This is a marvelous, marvelous Christmas book with a fascinating photography and artwork in it. I really recommend it to you. You can purchase this book through Thomas More Publishers in Allen, Texas. Jean Conti sends this to me from Columbus, Ohio. I would like to extend my personal thanks to her over the air for having done so. I will also be writing her a very long personal letter with a lot of thoughts that come forth in the wake of having read a significant portion of this book last night. It is a most moving volume. Back to our conversation now with Mark Lynn this morning. Mark, you were talking about the need to be at work with some of the best people in the Islamic world in our mutual fight against Zionism and the New World Order. You know, this is something that really you and Hesham Talawi, I think, have done more to bring the importance of this to my attention than anybody else I can think of. And frankly, in the wake of what happened in Los Angeles, I found myself sitting around late at night ruminating over some of the developments out there in Orange County and thinking of some of the really great people I've met in the last year in both the Protestant, the anti-Zionist Protestant evangelical community, and also some of the folks in the Catholic traditionalist movement, whose names I read over the air in the first hour of the show, who, alongside with some of these Islamic folks, could make a most powerful coalition and a most powerful organization and networking structure to occur in this fight that we're in the middle of. And I think putting something like that together for me was one of the key ideas that emerged out of what happened in Orange County last month.
Yeah, and honestly, Mark, it's the only practical thing that we have before us in this movement. I mean, we're talking about 1.5 billion people around the world who basically, on the larger points of this problem, agree with us, see eye to eye with us on this. And so what if they, you know, if we do not agree with them, you know, meaning us as Christians, so what if we don't agree with them 100% of the time on issues of theology or dogma or whatever? As I said, using the analogy that I was using before, the house is on fire, the neighborhood is on fire. Let's not get into these petty discussions, petty squabbles over issues of dogma and theology. Not that these things are not important, but these are things that are best discussed at a later time when we're not under the gun, as it were. And so, for me, this is something that I recognized years ago, that if we really stand any chance of rescuing what's left of our culture, then we have to, at least temporarily, we have to engage in these alliances. And, you know, personally, you know, and particularly on moral and cultural issues, I'm much more at home amongst conservative Muslims than I am amongst many conservative Christians, because even a good number of what we would consider conservative Christians, they don't see eye to eye on a lot of other issues, a lot of moral and cultural issues, even though they consider themselves politically conservative. You know, this is one of the enigmas of our time, where you can have somebody such as Rudy Giuliani, who considers himself a conservative on some things, but then on the things that matter the most to conservative-minded Christians such as us, he's so far over to the left that he almost makes Bill Clinton look good. So, as I said, we have to put aside these theological and dogmatic differences temporarily so that we can concentrate on this bigger issue of fighting the New World Order.
We'll explore this Giuliani-Robertson alliance and the implications of it with Mark Glenn when we return. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mark Leonard, the American Free Press, and Crescent and Cross. Mark, talking a little bit about Rudolph Giuliani and the recent endorsement of him by Pat Robertson, it seems to me that this is a microcosmic example of the larger tragedy of the Zionist Christian Right Alliance. And what I mean by that is this. When you look at Giuliani, the man is clearly a globalist. He is clearly an advocate of world government. He's been in the forefront of supporting this North American Union. He supports NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization. His legal firm in Houston has been representing these foreign companies in Spain and Australia who want to charge money on these American toll roads that are going to be built in conjunction with this North American Union. He's pro-abortion. He's pro-gay rights. In addition to the globalist thing, he is in favor of draconian gun control measures, his recent false appearance before the National Rifle Association notwithstanding. Now, for somebody like Pat Robertson to be endorsing Rudolph Giuliani because he's not Hillary Clinton says to me that when we look at the rather lamentable state of the so-called Christian right in the country today, are we not to understand that their alliance with the Zionist entity has largely emasculated them in terms of political and cultural effectiveness to a point to where now, with the open endorsement of Giuliani by Pat Robertson, the Christian right is in real danger of losing whatever political credibility it had left.
Yeah, and let's keep something in mind. First of all, Robertson's not going to be the only one who endorses Giuliani, and the excuse that these false prophets are going to proffer when forced to come forward and say, I'm endorsing Giuliani, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to say, well, when forced to choose between two evils, I'm going to choose the lesser of the two. But the thing is the other issue that Americans have got to keep in mind, and particularly Christian conservative Americans, is that the issue upon which this whole thing hinges is Israel. Let's face it, the only difference between Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton, assuming that these two individuals do indeed wind up getting the nominations from their respective parties, the only difference between Giuliani and Clinton is that one of them's named Rudy Giuliani and the other one's named Hillary Clinton. As far as the way that their worldview affects how they would run things in terms of public policy, there is no difference. So Robertson, in this instance, his criteria for choosing the lesser of two evils is that he finds Giuliani to be a little bit more militant in terms of fighting Zionism's wars than Hillary Clinton. That really is the only substantive difference between the two, if indeed there is any substantive difference between the two. And so the fact that Robertson would be willing to come forward and publicly do this, and the fact that, at least as far as I'm concerned, the rest of these clowns are going to be doing the same thing, what that indicates is that they're trying to serve two masters. Clearly, the fact that they would support somebody like like Giuliani with his far-left agenda, and that their only justification for doing this is that he's going to be a little bit more militant in fighting Israel's enemies, shows that they have absolutely no grounding in an understanding of what Jesus was about, what he was trying to do. And they, in effect, are making a deal with the devil. And the fact that the conservative Christians in this country have not yet woken up to this fact, I really think it speaks volumes as to how far down the scale we really have gone.
Are we dealing with a situation then, as I was discussing this past Wednesday night down at a class at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in San Antonio, where we were looking at the Apocalypse of John? Are we dealing with a situation where, in regard to the warnings of Jesus Christ in the Apocalypse to both the church at Smyrna and the church at Philadelphia, where Jesus makes reference to those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, you know, beware of them. Is this the fundamental truism through which we are to evaluate this rather ill-fated Christian Zionist alliance?
Sure, but it's not just the Apocalypse. It's every gospel and many of the letters that were written by Paul that refer to these false prophets, these wolves in sheep's clothing. And if that doesn't aptly describe individuals such as Robertson and these others who are throwing their weight behind an ideology and the physical manifestation of this ideology in this nation and of Israel, which is founded, it is an institutionalized anti-Christianity. That is what Israel is. These people they're not there so that they can be closer to God and all the rest of this. They are trying to recreate what God destroyed 2,000 years ago. And so by Robertson and Hagee and these other guys throwing their weight behind this, they have proven themselves to be the fulfillment of these warnings Jesus left us concerning these false prophets. And the amazing thing is that at least in America and in certain parts of Great Britain, the British Isles, whatever, this fact is completely unrecognized. These Christians who are waiting to be sucked up into heaven in this event that they call the rapture, you know, all these other warnings that Jesus gave them concerning these times in which we find ourselves fall on deaf ears. You see, they have bought into a version of these end times, this battle between good and evil, a version that has been crafted by the enemies of Jesus Christ rather than the version that was given to us by Jesus Christ himself. And so this, I think, is what Jesus meant when he asked rhetorically, when the Son of Man returns, will there be any faith left on earth? And certainly today, as we look at the Christian churches, the case can be made that very little faith does indeed exist, and that most of these people calling themselves Christians today, unfortunately, have become followers of the beast.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that, Mark, and I think that it's with that kind of theological and, as it were, eschatological understanding that you bring to the table on this that we need to evaluate, it seems to me, the kind of political and cultural combat that we're doing in this present day and age. The folks who understand this are the people that I want to be involved with and work with on some of these subjects. The folks who don't understand that are not necessarily as well endowed for the battle that's ahead. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that from a Protestant evangelical perspective, Stephen Sizer, the author of Christian Zionism, comes to mind. Certainly our mutual friend Dale Crowley Jr. of the old Focus on Israel show up there in Washington with WFAX comes to mind. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, Bedros Hodgin, Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, Herman Otten of Christian News. These are some of the folks in non-Roman Catholic Christianity that I think have understood the very point that you've tried to make this morning. And then when I look at the Catholic traditionalist movement, E. Michael Jones, Robert Sungainas, Tomislav Sunich, the Diamond Brothers, Father John Martinez, Joanna Francis, Eileen Fleming, yourself, these are the folks that I think also understand this larger context behind your comments this morning. And to me, when I think of the Catholic traditionalists and I think of the Protestant evangelicals who are right with you theologically on this point, again, if we had some of these folks in formal structural alliance with some of the people in the Islamic movement who also understand in larger, broader paintbrush strokes what it is that we're up against, we would be talking about something that I think would be incredibly powerful. Who, in your view, Mark, are some of the Muslims who come to mind that would work with us as Christians in regard to this larger struggle?
Well, of course, as you mentioned earlier, there is our good friend Hisham Talawi, who has a weekly television show and a weekly radio show. I work with Hisham very closely. In fact, we're both working on a very important story right now, an exclusive story on how Al Jazeera has been co-opted and is being used to actually further the Zionist agenda. That is, it's not a legitimate outlet for Muslim or Middle Eastern views or whatever. Of course, Hisham Talawi, Dr. Kalkab Sadiq, one of the speakers out at the conference last month. I have been following his writings now for quite some time, and I just spoke with him last night and intimated to him how impressed I was with the speech that he gave. The speech he gave on Saturday night, this was a Muslim who was standing up and speaking out against the destruction of Christian culture by these Zionist forces in America. This has been something that has been a regular theme in his publication, New Trend Magazine. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I heard more of a Christian speech coming out of this Muslim at that conference than I've heard coming out of the mouths of most Christians these days. So definitely, Dr. Sadiq, Joaquin Martillo, who also was there at the conference, although he did not get to speak, he was scheduled to, but due to time constraints, he was not able to. Karen Friedman, who goes by the name Maria Hussein. There are lots of them out there. I deal with them on a regular basis. And, you know, these are people who I feel comfortable as a Christian being with, of allowing my children to be around, my wife. You know, I feel more safe and at home in the presence of these people than I do with a good number of my conservative Christian Americans. So this is something that we are going to be building as time goes on. Certainly the list that you provided, I wouldn't argue with any of the people that you listed there. But as I indicated earlier, I think that this alliance between the few Christians who do recognize the problem that we're facing these days and the Muslim world is something, it's an inevitability, in my opinion. I think that the people who are resisting this thing, that they are just they're just putting off what is going to wind up being the inevitable anyway. We need all the help that we can get, and if that means that we have to temporarily rub shoulders with people who don't agree with us on all points, then that's what we're going to have to do.
Yes, describe for us, Mark, in terms of what you can talk about on the air, personally, the physical and emotional and psychological dimensions of the price that you paid being the point person for putting this conference together last month in Southern California, and what it was like in the aftermath of that whole thing. Was it the most exhausting thing that you've ever been through personally and professionally?
Well, keep in mind that I have eight kids, so, you know, anything compared to that, as you can imagine, if I say that it was tough, then it probably was tough because I am a seasoned veteran here as the father of eight kids. But, you know, I don't want to complain too much. I think overall, the conference, at least in terms of what took place Saturday night, I think that it went extraordinarily well given what had taken place. We were shut out. We were shut down. Didn't have a place to go. People are pouring in. People are calling, trying to find where we're going to hold this thing. So given the circumstances that took place, I think at least with regards to what happened Saturday night, I think it went extraordinarily well. And the people who were there told me, I think there was only one person really who that night and since then has complained, but everybody else who was there, they told me that that this was one of the best, if not the best, conferences they had attended. And I think that the reason for that is because of the speakers that we had lined up for that. You know, I spent a lot of time carefully choosing the speakers that I wish to be there. Now, most of my speakers that I had picked went up on Saturday night, and some of the other speakers who I did not have anything to do with having there spoke on Sunday. So I don't, like I said, I don't want to complain too much. I don't think that it was necessarily a disaster that took place out there. I think that we were handed lemons and we made a pretty good pitcher of lemonade out of it. But at the same time, it did, as you and I have discussed, Mark, it did elucidate to me some of the major problems that we're facing in this movement, not the least of which is this pettiness on the part of a lot of us, this short-sightedness, and this is something that we're going to have to deal with. But unfortunately, you know, it takes events like this to open our eyes to these things so that we can make the necessary changes. So in the end, I think everything worked out in God's own way and in his own time. And like I said, I'm already looking forward to the next one. As I have told you and some of the others, you know, we are planning on having a conference like this as many as two or three times a year now. It's going to be something smaller. It's not going to be as broad as what we had tried to do. out in California. Probably just a one-day event, but we are going to do this, you know, as many as two or three times a year if possible. So obviously it must not have been that bad if I'm already contemplating jumping back into the fire, as it were.
Yes, and I think that that's extremely encouraging to hear that, Mark, because obviously when we start talking about some of the upfront point people that are involved in this movement, your name is on virtually everyone's short list, and so I think the fact that you're re-engaging in all of this to the extent that you obviously are is good news for the listeners of this broadcast as well as your normal readers at the American Free Press. And again, I think in the next year, given what's out there on the horizon, in the next year it's going to be interesting to see how some of these conferences play out and what transpires within the American body politic on this, because maybe there's more awareness than there's ever been before that something is wrong. Maybe there's more awareness out there than we might suspect in regard to an understanding of who's behind it. We'll take a caller when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Right.
we're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the final minutes of our show with Mark Glenn this morning, and I wanted to take a caller, Ramsey from Canada. Ramsey, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Ramsey. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to hear from you, sir. I just want to say that I was at the conference when it happened in Orange County, and it was a great conference. Mark did an excellent job with everybody else. After the problem was encountered by, like the Marriott Hotel shut us at the last minute. So I'll make a comment. You were talking about criticizing the Christian conservatives. I agree with that, but the thing is also we should keep in mind that we should also criticize the Christians on the left, and also, in my opinion, the Jewish people on the left who talk about this issue that the United States is pro-Israeli, the foreign policy is pro-Israeli because of corporate interests, which is completely wrong. Like they talk about this issue through their leftist ideology that it's corporate interests that are that's the main reason. And they completely overlook the tremendous power of the Jewish Zionist organizations and the Jewish Zionist media, which is affecting both people, the Palestinian people and the Arab people and the Christian people, like such as both of you gentlemen. And I totally agree that the Christians and the Muslims should come together because these two groups are more familiar with the problem than with the Christians and with the Jewish left, which tends to be blind regarding their own ethnic group.
Mm-hmm. No, he is 100% right. Personally, this week I was dealing with a situation. There's a website that is run by a left-leaning Jewish man, and he's very critical of the war, but he will not touch Zionism, he will not touch Israel, and a friend of mine who had written a piece on the Liberty, who is a regular writer for his website, he totally shut this individual down because it was critical of Israel. And so we have to be very careful of this. A lot of the groups on the right, they will bash Bush and Cheney, and they'll talk about the military-industrial complex and all the rest of that stuff, but they will not go to the source of the problem, which is militant Zionism. And as far as I'm concerned, which is just a byproduct of what we would call Talmudic Judaism. And so Ramsey is 100% right. And if we entertain any notions of getting a handle on this problem, we are going to have to deal with it square on based on its reality. You know, you can't have a person who is suffering from the effects of smoking and he wants to get better, but he doesn't want to hear about how he has to quit smoking. You see, so we have to face the ugly truth when dealing with this problem. Yes, Bush and Cheney and the Christian Zionists, they play a very important role. But in the end, when we're talking about the head of the beast, we are talking about Zionism and militant Talmudic Judaism, as Ramsey pointed out.
I'd like to thank Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross for being on Mark Dankos America. I will be no longer seeing you in this format from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning on RBN, but you from time to time will hear me and hear Mark Glenn on Michael Collins Piper Show. Look for me in the American Free Press from time to time and also in my blog at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan. I will reemerge at a later time to be determined by the Lord in regard to the freedom movement. And keep in touch with me, folks, by email. I will at some point be in response to you in regard to your personal messages. There are several of you listeners out there who are also owed personal United States mail communication from me, and I will get to that in coming days as well. God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America as we once knew it. May we recover the old republic. Talk to you later. Take care.
With recent